this morning. Thank you because you will bless our words together this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Cause your word to alight upon us. Let it rest upon us. Cause us to see you in your word. Cause us to hear your word. Cause us to express your word today. Lord, we ask that you anoint us for this hour in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Please help me welcome your neighbor to your right and to your left and say, welcome to this glorious service. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Help me appreciate, inspire as they. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Help me put your hands together for inspire. Attention. All right. Praise the Lord. Please, you may be seated. The Lord bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You are blessed. How many of you enjoyed the Friday night? Yes. How many of you enjoyed the Friday night prayer time? That was fantastic. That was electric. Amen. And this is the last week of the fast, isn't it? Praise the Lord. I think that last week was probably the toughest for most people. But this coming one, drop my sound a little bit. But this coming week, we're believing God for the finale. Amen. 21 days. Praise the Lord. And I know that you're all going to miss the fast, won't you? Yeah. Isn't it? Drop my mic and pay attention. I don't know who is distracting you. Pay attention. All right. Yeah. We should do what? We should go one more. One more batch of 21 days, isn't it? 40. All right. Midday is going to be doing 40 days for us. Help me. Hey! Midday will do 40 days for us. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you in Jesus' mighty name. It's nice to do this fast every year. Like you hear in the second service, spirituality, the depth. Your depth of spirituality is what determines the level of success you have in life. You know, that's standard. So this year, it's the year of His Word, and so we are going to do all it takes to be spiritually tuned in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Turn your Bible with me very quickly to Isaiah chapter 2, and you know I like this particular service. This is okay. They are all very good services, but I like this service, because you are the early bird. There's always something about the man who shows up for and the woman who shows up for first service. There's always something about that man and that woman. That's why I love you, waking up to get the business of the Lord out of the way. Amen. And you know, we want to continue in our talk about success as we wait on the Lord. I pray that God will make you successful in Jesus' mighty name. That amen is very encouraging.
Amen.
All right. It's Isaiah chapter 2. It says, this is what Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house or temple will be established. The mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. There will be something about the temple of the living God, and I want you to know that the temple of the living God is not a warehouse, it's not brick and mortar. The temple of the living God. Say, don't you know that you are the temple of the living God? And so in the last days, there will be something about the believer that will be so distinctively unique and attractive that you do not need to say Jesus is Lord before people want to come to you. That's the last days. And we are in the last days. And he says, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways. In other words, the end time believer will have been so acquainted with the word of God that the word of God in that believer would have so raised the profile of that believer that the world would be, that life become a source of light and will attract people into the kingdom of God. That is powerful. That is you. That is you. In other words, you are the one. You are, as an individual, you and your wife and your husband and your children and your pets, everything you've got, you are all a part of God's machinery. I little wonder why the devil makes so much fuss and attack you and make you uncomfortable and harass you. Well, he's afraid. He's afraid. And unfortunately, for many of us, the devil has more intel on us than we have on ourselves. The devil has more information about us than we have of ourselves. Amen. The devil has more information about you. Remember, the Bible says that it says we have seen his star, right? From afar, from the east, and we have come. So there are so many people that their star is shining. The devil knows that their star is shining, but they are not aware. They're not aware. For some people, for some of the entire believer is so ignorant of God's prophetic agenda that he doesn't know, he doesn't even know how to interpret what's happening around him. So you are under so much pressure, but you don't know why you're under so much pressure. But I'll tell you why you're under so much pressure, because you are part of God's end time harvest. You are I used to work in a farm. There's what they call John Deere. I don't know John Deere. Uh-huh. You know John Deere, right? Exactly. John Deere is the Rolls Royce of caterpillars here. Yeah. In Cyprus, when you buy John Deere, the whole farmers they whisper about it. I remember when my boss in the farm bought John Deere. I was the chief slave. When I walked by, I said, that guy, his boss has John Deere. That's how they used to describe me. See, so the devil knows that you stay in your little postcode and you tell yourself, my life is nothing, nothing is working, this and that, because you can't see the calendar. And the devil can see your star from, and the devil will look at you and say, my God, this is the one with the anointing. This is the one God is going to use. This is a successful individual. And he said, well, it can't be me. Well, it can't be successful. I said, so kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him. The devil should not have more intel about your future than yourself. And the reason why Christians don't have that kind of information is very simple. They don't read the Bible. They don't read the Bible. They outsource it to me. Maybe, okay, not in this church. You outsource it to one man of God, outsource it to one prophet, outsource it to one apostle. So you don't have the information. If you see yourself in scriptures, I can guarantee you that your attitude towards yourself, even in the midst of obstacles and challenges, will be different. So what am I saying in this service? That you are a successful individual and God has a plan of success for you. It is in the interest. And that the day I caught that revelation, my mind, everything about me was rewired. It is in the interest of Jehovah and the kingdom of God that you are successful in the last days. That you will be so lifted that the word of God in you will so, and people will know that it is the word of God that is lifting you. If not, why would they say, we will follow you and we'll follow you to the temple and your God will teach us his ways? Because they know that his ways is what is responsible for your flight. His ways is what is responsible for your flight. I pray that we come to the level where we are actually hungry for success the way God wants us to be. That we will not meander, we will not constantly look for the least point of resistance. I pray, it's my prayer that God will raise Christian men and women who will take every aspect of industry, take every aspect of career, every aspect, every sports, entertainment, everything. We take all of it. Everyone, everything. You see, our kids here, we celebrate them. We celebrate our kids here. I can never forget. Israel. Israel was, he got the award he went to, right? He got an award, as in, I forgot, what was that award he got again? Huh? Trinity what? Two little academy. Okay. Is it, what's it called? Two little? Okay, something, okay. Okay. He got an award. Okay. And my son sent me the video of his speech. And he took a gentleman with his roommate in school. The guy is I don't know who he is. I think he's not a Christian. He's a Muslim. And do you know the boy stood there, that is Israel stood there, and was giving this perfect speech. And then while he was giving this perfect speech, my son, right, was giving a running commentary of the speech. And then when the boy finished, he told his Muslim friend, his name is I won't mention his name, but okay. Well, I'll mention his name, we'll get it to see anyway. His name is Amik. I overheard him saying, Amik, stand up and give him a standing ovation. Stand up. And the boy was laughing. But do you know that as we speak, they are starting a Bible study in his room with that same boy. And the guy said, I never knew, because he stood there and said, I want to thank this, I want to thank that, I want to thank my pastor, I want to thank my church. And I said, yes, I never knew that this is what Christianity is all about. Because what they know of your faith is carrying a cup and, you know, if your leaders are not I'm not going to go there. If they're not walking around with six bodyguards like they are primary, you know, they are collecting money. Yes. As we speak, they are trying to organizing a Bible study. That's what he's talking about. We should stop preaching and start achieving. Stop preaching and start achieving. Stop preaching and start achieving. Stop preaching. And start achieving. Amen? What did I say? Yeah, start achieving. Your achievement will do much more talking. What is the point? George, after all the grammar, remember Jesus, that, when the results come out, you are at the bottom of the class. What is the point? What is the point? When I'm looking at the leaderboard, your name is not there. You can't even make the league table. And then at the end, you flag out Jesus. I will take off my belt and then use that Jesus and I will beat you with the bat. And I will beat you. And say, this is not what we're talking about. This one is not attractive. In the last days, the temple of the Lord will be so established. There's something, and the temple is not this building. We paid for this one. This one can't be the house of Jehovah. He said, where two or three of you are gathered together, we can sit in that car park. The anointing in here will be the same anointing outside in that car park. Apart from the cold. Apart from the cold. It's the same. We can gather anywhere. Anywhere we gather, Zion is present. Are you listening? So when you gather together in your own house, whether you have food or you don't have food, when you come together in your own house, you and your children, Jehovah is present and he needs your family. He needs your family. And that's why we tell husband and wife, tidy up your act, stop fighting. We have enough demons to fight. What are you calling over a bowl of food for? And what is all that rubbish about? What is that? So success is what? Success means the result. Joshua chapter 1. Let's see how it says we can get to how do we get to Isaiah chapter 2. You will all excel this year in Jesus' mighty name. You know, the more the people of God, the more the church members of a church are successful, the less you spend on, by my management, the less you spend on advertisement. True or false? The more successful you are, the lower our overhead. We have four billboards running in this area. Amen. That's not to say you're not successful. But a time will come, we don't need the billboard. Because you are so influential. In other words, your life and your family life is so attractive that every other neighbor wants to be like you. You don't need postcode. And we've seen it before. Yonggi Cho's church. It was this house group. Miracles were happening in their house group because the people gathered together. The power of God. People, neighbors go and knock and say, "Are you Christians?" Say yes. What church? Oh, is there from that church? Can I drop my prayer request? Say yes. Drop a prayer request, please, and come and tell us when God has answered it. Then they would then go back and say, "How far? House number one. You said your son had this because by now he should have been cured. Has it been cured?" He said, "Oh yeah. Oh sorry. Oh thank you very much." Oh. Less than a year, the whole news went round that this is the church that solves community problem. They don't need billboard. They don't need billboard. They don't need TV. They don't need this. This one, you will hold a hula, hop in church. Then you go on TV. Wait. The church is still no more than 10. Then you now gather everybody together in one corner and put one camera on them and say, so that they will now resort to tactics. You don't need tactics. We don't need tactics. The end time harvest is not based on programs. It's based on the prosperity of the saints. The end time harvest is not based on programs. It's based on the prosperity of the saints. Emotional prosperity, financial prosperity. Even your children, when they come out, when your children are clearing records, when your kid is clearing, were you not proud when your son was collecting an award? He said, "Oh, thank you." Yes. Even myself, I said, "When you are collecting an award, please put my name." I said, "Thank you for..." Exactly. I said, "I was there." I said, "Just in case you don't know, I was there when you were born. I saw your mother pregnant. So mention my name, I beg." That's the pastor telling the boy, isn't it? Exactly. What about the world? Evangelism becomes stressful when you are not successful. It's stressful. Evangelism is stressful when you are not successful. Evangelism is stressful when you are not successful. I have won someone who was of a Muslim faith to Christ, and it wasn't because I preached the gospel. It was because I was doing a high-end job, and she found that high-end job attractive, and she wanted to spend time with me talking about it. And then she associated my success, right, to my faith. She swapped. Because I told her that, look, it was when she heard my testimony that it was favor that got me here. I said, "How do I get this favor?" I don't know about you, but it's from Jesus. If you have another time to let us know. But this is the only way I know. Okay. Not in church. In our home. Cell group. Does anybody want to give their life to Christ? I said, "Huh." I said, "So watch it now. Now that you have this, you will see what will happen to you." And then God honored it. Changed her entire career. God honored it. There's no better way to evangelize than what the scripture asks to do. That allow the word of God, Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law shall not depart from you. You should meditate upon it day and night. Because if you do not meditate upon it day and night, you can never attain the status of Isaiah chapter 2. You can never attain the status of Isaiah chapter 2. It's not possible. So by this means, you will have good success. Outstanding success. Then you will make your way prosperous and successful. Prosperous and successful. And where I come from, you know, they attribute prosperity to cash and money. No. Joseph didn't have money, but he was a prosperous man. The man that the king comes to for solution is a prosperous man. The man that the king comes to, we see in the case of Daniel, the man that the king comes to and say, I had a dream. Tell me the dream and the interpretation. And Daniel told him, my king, interpretation of dreams belongs to my God. Allow me to put my head on a pillow and I will tell you what you saw. Oh, that is success, a successful and prosperous person. Is that not? It's not going around by buying big cars, buying big houses, by waving your hand in the air so everybody can see your wristwatch, and then if you don't have anything to say anything, you say, yeah, I have $100,000 in the bank. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Are you listening? The man that a king comes to, the man who can provide a solution, that is a prosperous man. That's a successful man. That's a successful man. Good success is accomplishment that cannot be hidden. Great success is when you and I get uncommon results. And I want us as a church to be hungry for it. Uncommon results. In your family life, in your marriage, in your children, in everything, in your finances, in your career. Uncommon results. Uncommon results. Anything you are, even if you are playing. Even if you are playing, you get uncommon results in your play. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Are you listening? I want to be hungry for it. You and your children. Amen. And tell your kids all the, I don't know what they give them. When I was growing up, they give us sweets, but I don't know what they give them. They give them star now. They give them, what do you call that thing? Is it smiling face? Collect all the smiling faces. Every day you come up, take one smiling face. When you come back, come back, smiling face. Baptize them with so much favor. When they are coming, they say, that person is that's a smiler. So when all the kids come together, they leave number one position. Because they know who we belong to. Isn't it? Then your God is. Do you think all the children will, all the kids will want to invite your son, your daughter home? Isn't it? They want to invite your kids home. They want, even you, they invite you for dinner. But you say you are going to church. Nobody has ever invited you to dinner. Nobody has ever invited you to dinner. Nobody has ever invited the little Tommy to dinner. And you do ask me something. Don't you have friends in school? He said, I have. What? So what's the matter? They lay hands on little Tommy. Lay hands on the Tommy. And then we got to collect the first smiling face. And say, Mommy, can I have a sleepover? Hey, now you are growing. They say, no, you're not going to sleepover. We don't do sleepover. We must preserve the anointing. Don't do sleepover. Don't go to sleepover. Amen. Success means what? Supernatural breakthrough. Praise the Lord. Good success. Good success comes with speed. Good success comes with speed. And these things I'm describing, I want you to see yourself in the light of this description. Good success comes with speed. That when God visits you and your family, it will so happen so quickly that you will gain the attention of those around you. Good success. Amen. Good success is not a success that comes, that it doesn't come in a regular way. God will bless you and you will come into an irregular success. Amen. What does that mean? They say by economy and by human plans, this kind of thing can only be attainable in 5 years. You get there, you get in 3 years. They say this kind of report cannot be, this kind of report requires 8 hours to be produced. And then you sit down, God anoints you, then every other person does theirs in 18 hours, you show up in 8 hours. We are talking about speed. Good success is speed. Good success is is having, is solving. I remember one of, I said my testimony here. I was working in what's this nation, Budapest, you know, and they brought me into a project, and I was asking God, I always ask God, Lord, first day, Lord, demarcate me first day, anoint me first day, make an impact first day. I realize that there's something God always do in those programs. Every time I come, there will always be one problem nobody can solve. And I wasn't the brightest among them. Some of these guys are bright. My God, some people are clever, man. It's unbelievable. Bright background, bright school, bright college, well-spoken, everything. Articulation, sound, everything. See. But when problem comes and your CC can't solve it, I say, wait, can you leave me for a second? And I say, yeah. I go to the toilet. Oh, Lord Jesus. Spend about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then flush the toilet and come out. That was my work ethics. And then you sit down, and then you start seeing things, and then you solve it. Oh, God did one day. It was people were rushing off to catch their flight to come back home, and they were panicking because that thing needed to be solved. So I went to the bathroom and came out. I did that thing in 15 minutes. What I was doing, I didn't know. My career was from heaven. What I was doing, didn't know Jack. They were so happy. He carried my trolley. The boy you didn't speak to from Monday to Friday, I was asking you to talk to me. You didn't talk to me. You were hiding things. Like, all of a sudden, you were carrying my handbag, I'm carrying my laptop, I'm carrying my trolley, and I get called a taxi for me, and I open the door, we sat there. Really? I was a hero. May God make you a hero. Amen. May God make you a hero. Amen. When people come to talk to me and say, Pastor, I was undermined at work. There was this racist thing. I said, it's because you have not solved one problem. When you solve, have you seen someone who is dying, and they said that the heart surgeon, right, is a Dr. Majekodumi. He said, what's that name? I don't want that name. He said, you die. You're going to die now. True or false? Have you seen somebody who is negotiating color on deathbed? Have you seen a woman in labor, and then the nurse comes and stands like this? I say, my name is Mukira Tu Mukant. I am going to be your midwife today. I say, oh, ouch! I don't. Can you come here? No. I say, yes. True or false? It's because may God bring the. so when people come and tell me that they are if I'm funny at work and they are harassing me, I say I carried my oil. Lord, open his eyes and her eyes to see the problem that has their DNA on it. That's the prayer I pray for them. Open his eyes, because there's always a problem there that has your DNA code on it. When you get there, that problem, it is, you are the only one who can solve it. It doesn't matter where. And that problem is there. It's a stepping stone for your rising. If I be lifted up, I will draw men. He's in the business. Listen very carefully. Christianity is the business of drawing men. Christianity is the business of drawing men. If I be lifted up, I will draw men. For 3 years, he was drawing men. And he handed it over to the 12 who drew men. And the 12 gave it to the church to draw men. It won't fall in our hands. We are here to draw men. And how do we draw men? When we solve that problem, we look back. I will say, follow me, and I will make you. Was it grammar? Jesus was speaking with Peter. Was it grammar? What's in grammar? he got that problem. He said, we have toiled all night, we got nothing. And that's okay, that's okay now. That's why I'm here. Can you please do this for a second? Got the problem fixed. And turn back and look at him and say, well, follow me. He said, well, I will follow you. If you can do this, you can do anything. I will follow you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So, the word of God is responsible for the lifting of any man. So, God is interested in your success. I want you to be determined to be successful, and I want you to spend time with the word. The word of God is key to your success. Not your academic achievement. Your academic achievement will never give you sustainable success. No. Sustainable success is ever-growing success. And that is a function of your depth in the word of God. We can't chicken out of the word. We can't mortgage it. We can't be lazy about it. We want to experience Isaiah chapter 2. That whatever you lay your hands to do will be blessed. And it's only be done by the word of God. And the word of God is responsible for your success. We need to get down into the world and do what the word of God says. And the word of God, when you do the word, it releases the power and the anointing and the grace and the spirit of God upon you and your family and your children forever. The word of God. I've had so many careers in my lifetime. A qualified accountant, IT system consultant, project manager, qualified travel agent, qualified estate agent, experienced system trainer, every decorated network marketer, professional husband, everything. But in all, out of all those careers I have done, I am still made of the word. Where is it in my career that when you have a problem, go to the toilet and go and speak in tongues? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Even in church history, where is it in your church history? A church that was not up to 3 years old was branching out and buying a building. Where is that? But when the word of God, right, settles in your spirit, that word will settle you forever. The word of God will lift you. The word of God will lift you. This church is not on the high street. It's not. It's not. Our church is not. This church is not on the high street. It's not. So we have to have two options. Option one is to speak grammar, be speaking grammar, and say, you know what? We have the potential of being a 500 member, but you see, the nearest train station is too far from here. But you see, we are in Erith. Nobody, if we're in London, we'll buy that. You can speak other grammar. You either speak grammar or you get into the world. You either speak grammar and you get into the world. You gotta speak grammar or you get to the world. But most people settle for grammar. Why is it not working for you? But you see, you know where I live, you know what I ate, you know what I've won, you know because of my father, because of my mother, because of the house girl we had, because they dropped me when I was a child. Why are you telling stories? Why are you telling stories? You either get into the world to be successful or you tell stories. You can't do both. Can't do both. I still remember several times. Walked around the whole of Temple Hill in prayers, and God, give me a word. And he says, your sons shall come from afar. Your sons shall come from afar. Your sons shall come from afar. They will come from afar. Somebody was sharing a testimony. Midel was sharing a testimony. He says we had a connect group. He said somebody came from Crystal Palace with their connect group. As he was saying that, I just remembered what he said. So your sons shall come from afar. They had a connect group. Somebody they did a video. Someone was keying into the connect group from on Skype and on phone. So your son shall come from afar. Nothing beats the world. That's why the devil will do everything to distract you. And you end up spending your life chasing shadows. Don't chase shadows. Chase the word of God. Don't chase shadows. Don't chase shadows. When you settle with the word of God will settle you. When you settle with the word of God will settle you, will settle your children. When you settle with the word of God will settle you. And so, I remember John chapter 2. We heard where the Bible talks about in just about the first marriage in the Bible. It says the wine ran out. The wine ran out. And they said, oh, what can we do? We're panicking. And Jesus, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and she remembered, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And then she turned and looked at him and said, this man here, he's the man of the word. Whatever he tells you by the word, just shut your mind and go and do it. Do you know what he said? Do you know what she said? He said, shut your mind and go and do it. Whatever the word asks to do, shut your mind and go and do it. Pack your academics aside and pack your management skills aside. Shut your mind and go and do it. Mine is to go to the toilet and then go and spray in tongue for 10 minutes, flush the toilet and come back and sit down. And it became a routine. If I ever write a book on consulting, I will put it there. This is consulting according to Edward. If you like, use it. If you like, don't use it. And the Bible says, I said, okay, go and get. Have you got water here? So yeah, I've got water. Pour water in. It's all right. Go and serve that man to drink. Is it? You said he's the man of the world. Why is he sending us on a suicide mission? He said, did you put wine? He said, no, I put water. I put water, you put water. What's in your hand? It says a cup. Where do you get the water from? He said, where do you get the cup from? It's water now. He said, you go and give it to him. And two of them would have been arguing between themselves. Right? And they will give the guy the MC the drink. They will step back and be watching if the word will come to pass. Looking at themselves. And they will see them panicking. And you can imagine you can almost hear their heartbeat as the guy takes that cup and he's still talking, and then he will take the cup to his mouth and then put it back down and he'll keep on talking, and then eventually put it open and drank. And they waited. Say, wow! You saved the best for last. See, this guy's on drug. The guy must be on drug. But that was the word of God. The word of God is quick. That is, listen, you either follow God's strategy or you manufacture your own. Okay? In this kingdom, to be successful, and God needs to be successful, you can never do it outside the world. It's not possible. And God needs you to be successful. All right? So, what do we do with the word? Right? What do we do with it? We'll continue next week. Let's rise to our feet. Are you blessed? Praise the Lord. I want to pray one more time. We'll pray this prayer on Friday. I said, Lord, open my eyes to behold the wonderful thing in your word. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray that prayer. Open my eyes to see the wondrous things, the wonderful things in your word. Open my eyes to see the wonderful things in your word. Open my eyes to see the wonderful things in your word. Touch my heart, touch my mind. Let me articulate and understand, Father. Lord, the word you send my way in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. In other words, to experience God is to experience his word. Father, we thank you. Lord, we pray, Father. Lord, that you touch our hearts, Father, that you grant us clarity of mind, Father, grant us a spirit of understanding, Father, to read and absorb and articulate your word, and Lord, and express your spirit, Father, through your word in the name of Jesus, Father. Let your word find expression in the works of our hands, in our lives, in our family life, and the lives of our children, Father. Lord, baptize us afresh with your word, Father, we pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Release a fresh grace and a fresh hunger over this entire assembly. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated. It's offering time. Praise the Lord.